In addition to our Tehillim of beseeching God, we also have to, should be on our lips, the Mizmor L'Soida, the Psalm of Thanksgiving, really for the miracle that we saw for Am Yisrael yesterday, what nobody anticipated at the level, as we have said this morning, right? It was built to work at 90%, worked at 100%, 99%. 100%, so that's a scientific, maybe you do the math, right? So if each one has a 10% rate, and you have 30%, you have 30 rockets, should have gotten through 300, let's say, 300 rockets, so you have 10% should have went through. So all 30 of those is not 10%. If you go, you multiply, when you do probability, multiply that all of them should have not hit. And in case you want to see what one of them could do, right, one rocket could do, so it's important to be on the... I'm not into these chats. My wife watches everything. She tells me what to look at, except for one news, whatever this is called, feeds that I'm on. It's on this lady. She sends... We spoke about this morning. You have to have a good eye. And we spoke about having a good eye, see the good in others. So she sends out one, two, three, four things of good things in the Jewish people. That you need. You need a breath of fresh air. I recommend everybody, you have got to subscribe to this. Right? Something something good for the Jewish people, about unity, about something every day, some picture. So one of them that she sent out today was in Katsrin, took a hit. Katsrin took a hit, and it landed right in between. Yeah, I see it. Right in between the parking lot and all of the buildings. Right into a tree, right into a grass area, right, almost no damage. The cars around it, mud, right? It took the fence, but you could see the lethalness of the bomb. So you think, okay, it's a pukey little bomb. No, the fence that it landed against shot at least 40 feet up in the air, right, and landed on a roof. That was the only damage. Took out the shingles of that. Right, but you see, everything else, everybody fine, nobody hurt, no, right there, neatly, you see a hole. You have to say thank you, Hashem. This idea of this whole thing of thank you, Hashem, what's this whole thank you, Hashem, say thank you, what's it based upon? I mean, we always say you have to say thank you, but this idea of saying, is because the idea of tefillah itself, prayer itself, is a vehicle to draw close to God. You're not telling God something he didn't know. When you're praying, hello, hello, are you paying attention? Right? The pasuk says, God is not asleep. He's paying attention. He knows. No, he's not telling him he doesn't know. The answer is that, but God, right, I need. And I need is I recognize who is in charge. Right? And I'm beseeching you, God, to help me. The same thank you, Hashem, is the same thing. I'm recognizing, right, but on the positive side, I'm recognizing I understand where it came from. I understand where it comes from. Right? You have to choose to see what you want to see. So you could say, right, you see man's brilliance. So somebody wrote an article today, right? Man's brilliance, the Jews' brilliance that they were able to make the Iron Dome. Right? And that, wow, it was able to work at 99% effectiveness. Right. The only thing is, I wanted to write to him that who said it was supposed to work at 90%? The guy that made it. We met the guy that made it. He said it's not supposed to work at 100%. And the only guy can, it's not supposed to. Mathematically, it's not going to work that way. Right. So I was just laughing. I mean, I could just say that we understand, but the thank you, Hashem, all of us have to be able to recognize that. Somebody, how do you know about davening in general, right? Does it pay, somebody needs something, somebody's ill, does it pay to ask other people to pray?
Yes.
Everybody says yes. So where is the source to that? Where's the source to that? So somebody on Shabbos, we had an extra few.
Moshe praying for Miriam.
So you have, right? So you have Moshe praying for Miriam, right? You see, Moshe prayed for Miriam, right? Right? And how about getting more people to pray? So now Moshe prayed for Miriam. You see a great tzaddik. So there's a great tzaddik. Yeah, everybody. If Moses prayed for me, I would also have Moses pray for me. Just people. So So I said yes, yesterday. Okay, they were willing to accept the Moses pray for people, pray for me, right? A great person pray for me, right? There you go. The Gemara says Yelech Etzel Chacham, right? You should go to a tzaddik and let him pray for you. He should pray for you. That's the truth. How about general? How about general? So somebody asked me, how about general? Does it pay? Right? Does it pay? I'm on a medical group, right? So they send out, right? They send. I don't know how it works with HIPAA, but they send out. Anytime somebody gets sick in this medical group, whatever it is, they send out the name, right? They only send out the Hebrew name, not the English name. So I don't know, the way, not the last name. I don't know, you put it together, you can't put it together. Okay, but that's what they do. They send out the name. Is there any logic to this?
Well, you're getting the other person to daven.
So what? Where do you see in the? Where do you see? So it sounds good, but where do you see it in the pasuk? Right. So Hashem helps me. The person asked me this yesterday in shul on the yesterday on Shabbos, right? I was learning on Friday night, right? Right. It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? What is the what is it? Rashi, right? What does it say? Tamei tamei yikra, that he calls out, right? The mitzora says nobody should come near me. I'm tamei. So one reason is very pragmatic because don't come near me. I'm contagious. Or don't come near me. I'm contagious. At least from a tumah perspective. Right, so that's a very practical information you need to know. Right, so that's true. But what's the other reason? Another reason given is Kedesh Yispalalu, a love that they should daven for him. They should daven for him that he should get better. Right, this person says, so you see, there is an idea of asking general people, just right, publishing, sending out, please daven for me. Right. Now, so there as well. What's the idea? This is because when we recognize Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, that creates a relationship. And what does Hashem want from the world? Hashem wants a relationship with us. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole point. The whole point of the Seder is to create a relationship, to recognize, as we said this morning, I am important. Hashem is interested in me. Hashem is interested in little old me. Right, right. That is the strongest message and the most important message of the Seder, right? And that is, right, the essence of Tefillah, right? The essence of Tefillah, right? The discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Whether or not Tefillah is mid-oraisa, right, is a question, right? But everybody agrees that when there's a need, it's mid-oraisa, right? Because when there's a need, right, you recognize the source. Right, whenever a person's in a difficult circumstance, the person that can help them, or the entity that can help them, they recognize the source. So we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, right? Right, and that fosters our relationship, right? Even the opinion that holds it's only in time of need, but you get the right to define the time of need. Right? That's what Rav Soloveitchik explains the Rambam, if I remember correctly. Right, is you get to define the need. So if you only need big things, so okay. If you only need to protection when Iran sends 300 rockets, right, so then Hashem is there for the big things. But if you need little things, if you recognize my eye in Yavo Israel is on the little things, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for the little things. Hashem is a tzel, right? Hashem is a shadow. He reflects what you need. Right? He reflects what you need and the way that you turn to him. Right, this is, and when we turn to him for the small things, he's there. Because when you're God, he doesn't have any limits, right? He doesn't have any limits. Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu should help, right? That Am Yisrael should see, right? That this great miracle that we have witnessed, right? And Eretz Yisrael, they've witnessed. Or if you see the videos of it shooting out in the sky, right? Witnessed, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu should see that open miracle. Right, that mathematically open miracle for those that are looking should be that was on the defense. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mitzrayim also he went right on the defenses. He opened up the water, right. And now by the splitting of the sea, right. Bezrat Hashem, then we also should see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go on the offense and reveal himself. And Bezrat Hashem, true shalom for Am Yisrael all over the world.
Amen.
וכנינה בדיקה של המקרץ הגובה, לא צריך קדש בוקר, זכר, אסי, סוד, פיקה, חיר, בולה, נתן, 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 נת